Greetings, flesh wound heartbreaks, and welcome to another episode of TV Terror Talk. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to continue our Fear Itself retrospective, episodes 7 through 9 now. And, we'll get right into the action. So hope you guys are having a great Halloween season, and we hope you've been enjoying these shows. It's been fun revisiting them. So our first episode is from American Psycho director herself, Mary Harron, and from writers Mick Garris and Kelly Kennemer. And in this one, Community, a young couple move into a secure gated community and discover its horrifying secret. All right. So this one stars Brandon Routh, that Superman that nobody remembers or cares about. I don't.
That wasn't Dean Cain.
Dean Cain had like six.
He
or
found
seven
a new
years.
Audience. All these right wing. Anyway,
he does. He makes.
He's
makes,
an asshole. He's also rude to fans. My buddy in Australia had a terrible experience with him.
I met him, nicest guy in the world. And you know what we talked about?
Yeah, your skin tone.
That's fucked up. We talked about Dead and Deader, of all things, the zombie movie he made. Yeah. And he had a good conversation with them about it.
Where did you meet him?
That would have been either Chiller or Monster Mania, and I can't remember which one.
That's why I talked to you about that.
Autograph on the wall. But he was a cool dude. Hey, cool dude.
He's so cool that, that he used to, like, on dates, he'd take the girls back to his house and play him episodes of Lois and Clark.
Like, hey, Superman.
What do you think happened at the end of the night, Tom?
He raped him.
Damn.
They were
allegedly.
Just,
was...
I've never heard any allegations.
What do you think happened? I think they were too intimidated by the implication, so they agreed to it, but they didn't want it. So, hence rape.
I feel
your honor.
Raped here right now.
Speaking of inappropriate touching and other stuff, back to Brandon Routh. Ralph.
What did Brandon Routh? Has everybody touched somebody inappropriately?
Let's talk about who directed him. I didn't say he was doing the touching.
He is a singer.
Oh, you're going to that other film.
Yeah.
Well,
this has nothing to do with Fear Itself. We're already up.
Let's go back to Fear Itself.
God damn.
Community.
So, yes, Community. I was going to say. Best opening ever.
Again, I don't know why I'm being fucking punished, asshole.
Brandon. Hey, I have no issue. You know, I actually thought he was a good Superman.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
not
a great
movie,
Christopher Reeves.
No, yeah, oh my God. And that's all I ever wanted with Superman.
Somebody else I'm a big fan of in here is Shiri
Kevin Spacey?
Appleby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Well, he could act. Not... But
I can't wait for his new Christmas message, whatever that's gonna be.
Shiri Appleby, who plays his wife, she was on Roswell and a bunch of other things. Always thought she was really good. I thought she'd blow up more, but you know, she had her run, and I do like her a lot. So pretty typical kind of Stepford Wives kind of vibe to this one. You've kind of seen this story before. But I was invested. I really liked the couple in this. And it gets kind of dark towards the end. It's a very familiar story for me with this one.
He got the diabetes.
And then he became Wilford Brimley. That actually would have been pretty cool to get the Wilford Brimley Fear Itself. But just the kind of that typical, you know, something's wrong. They kind of tip their hat to everything pretty early on. So it's not the most interesting episode for me, but you know, we're creating the ideal community. You can't leave sort of deal. I don't know. Typical story. This was just an average episode for me. It's one that I really don't know if I have a whole lot to say. It's just John Billingsley was also good. I liked when he kind of started to fight back and try and help Ralph. But yeah, I'm just kind of like
in the middle.
Yeah.
It doesn't peak or go too low because I'm right there with you, Dan. I think Brandon Routh was cool. It did remind me of Karen, like because I just recently saw something like that. And I was like, I'd much rather watch Karen. But I thought it was cool too. I thought the end. Yeah, you're right about the ending going dark because like they cut this fucker's legs off. Like, oh, you can't go anywhere now.
all it tells you is don't play Superman.
And again, as we've done on these other episodes, we do shit. That's fucked up.
No one else was thinking that the whole time. That's no,
why I actually had that joke in my similar
that's
joke.
Funny.
In my
back pocket, man, pray for Henry Cavill.
We talk spoilers with our TV Terror Talks if you're new. There's not a whole lot to spoil here. I mean, you kind of know where this one's going. But I had a good time with it. It was fine.
What do you think, Mr. Krueger?
Well, before Krueger goes, I have a feeling it's going to be rough. I don't know. I just get that gut. I just wanted to throw out real quick that, my favorite, this was like everyone else, middle of the road, well, everyone else so far. And John Billingsley was the highlight of this. Everything he did was my favorite bits. So,
for me, it's middle of the road too. There's like, I didn't give a shit about any of the characters. Like the husband and the wife, I really didn't care about at all because I could already tell like the wife was going to turn on him, like, 150 miles away. You could see that. Same with the lawyer too. Like I had a feeling, I did like that one kill we got with the fucking scissors though. That was kind of out of nowhere, and I did like that little portion, but just the predictability in the ending really hurt it for me, and I didn't really care much about the characters. I more cared about the concept and the awkwardness of having your sex life spread around the fucking community. I thought that was, kind of probably the most interesting part of the story for me, but it's not, it's not great, but it's not bad either. Middle of the road.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
No,
rate this bitch.
All right.
I'll go first. Middle of the road. It's a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah. 2.5. Perfectly enjoyable. I've seen the story before, but 2.5. It's fine. If you like the actors, maybe you'll like it even a little bit more.
2.5.
2.5. And one BR does this better. That was a recent movie that had.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, 2020, the year of horror. Such a good year. All right. Shit, that was fast. Moving on to our. But yeah, I really don't have anything to say.
I'm fairly certain this one's the one that's going to be a little bit.
Yeah, there. I think it will be. So, all right. Our next episode is Skin and Bones from director Larry Fessenden and writers Mick Garris, Drew McWeeny, and Rebecca Swan, also loosely based on the Alexei Tolstoy.
I didn't know McWeeny wrote this. That's awesome. I should have paid attention. That's cool.
There's a lot, Fear Itself, there's a lot of Masters of Horror on the writing side too. Although the Masters of Horror had like Bentley Little adaptations and David Scow too. So, Fear Itself, it seems like they got some really good authors to adapt their shorts. Skin and Bones, when rancher Grady Edlund returns home to his family after being lost in the forest for a number of days, his family realize he's no longer himself anymore. Krueger, what did you think of Skin and Bones?
Well, four words. All hail Doug Jones, dude, because he is the fucking shit, and he killed it in this fucking goddamn thing. His performance in this, I thought, was fucking awesome. And just his character, the whole backstory of him being possessed by a Wendigo demon and eating his friends out in the middle of the woods, I thought that was so fucking cool. And the look of him, like he had just this creepy look with his teeth kind of sticking out and sunken in face. And yeah, like at first, he's just completely, just going completely like blank. And you know, eventually he has this great scene with the Native American character we get, Teddy. I thought that whole scene was awesome, and the whole dialogue going between them, and then the backstory with Teddy, you know, his uncle being possessed by the Wendigo demon. So there's his connection there. I was super into this, man. And, you know, once shit hits the fan and, you know, all Grady's past gets revealed and, you know, he wants to eat his family now. I just thought that was just awesome, that the way the uncle came in. And then you have this amazing scene at the end where Grady had killed his brother, and he's forcing his wife, who's having an affair with her brother, to chop him up and cook him in a fucking stew. And then he forces her to eat him in front of, you know, together with him. Just such a badass fucking episode.
Eric Cartman maneuver.
Yeah. Right. I absolutely love this. And the ending too, with the sons, you know, going and killing Grady, and the way the son has to bite Grady's nasty ass black fucking ear off to, you know, get him off him. This was perfect. This is the one episode, this and the one Stuart Gordon episode are like the two that I definitely could say, like, they would fit in the Masters of Horror no problem. And yeah, this is by far my favorite episode we've gotten so far.
Right now. What did you think, Pugs?
I forgot how much I like this episode. It is fucking incredible. Network TV, like, it, I just felt nasty watching it, because it has like a vibe like Hills Have Eyes with snow and like cold and stuff. Yeah, and I, Doug Jones with his fucking teeth and his back fingers, frostbitten, nasty. Like, it's just gross. And what he does is fucking amazing. I again, the Cartman maneuver is, yeah, all hail Doug Jones. I like this a lot. Highly recommend. Definitely worth your time. And they can flesh this out to a full-blown feature easily. And I'd watch the shit out of that, too. So, yeah, I like some of the shitload. What about you, Mr. Dan? Or Todd?
I was going to say, I'm with you guys. This thing was pretty awesome. This is the first time for me, this whole series. So these are all first ones for me. So this one so far is my favorite. So,
yeah. For me, this one, an eater for me.
Yeah. I think if this new Antlers Wendigo movie is half as good as this, I'll be satisfied.
Me too.
This one almost, not the story itself, but it almost reminded me of that Notorious X-Files episode that they pulled.
Home?
Home. There you go. I was struggling with the name. Home. You could just watch that having never seen an X-Files episode and just be like, holy fucking shit.
That's the one that got pulled, right? After the one
it got pulled, and it's legitimately disturbing. And the
Kruger, have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. Before you get too far into that. Yeah.
Kruger, there's a lot of horror episodes, standalone horror episodes of X-Files.
Yeah. This one's like the cream of the crop, though, dude. Like,
the cops one was pretty awesome. I'll just say that.
Yeah. It's really good.
I need to revisit that show.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm down. But yeah, this is one. Now, of course, it's always a different story with Fear Itself anyways, but still, for television at this time, I think this is way up there. Genuinely disturbing moments with Doug Jones in here, when he just goes, "You taste good," after licking her. Simple line, but man, does he sell it. It's legitimately unnerving. And this one, now we've said it before, as a whole so far, maybe Masters of Horror is above this. I put this above the majority of the Masters of Horror episodes. Not all, maybe. I'd have to really kind of grade them together and look at all of them. But this is cream of the crop, though. This is really, really good. Everybody does their job here. It's not easy to make a really, truly scary television friendly episode, particularly back then. This is a little bit before like Hannibal, which I thought really and Walking Dead for that matter, that really
Walking Dead's not that routine,
but for what you could do, I'm saying, like,
this, they did that on on NBC.
Yeah, definitely. And that the whole thing that Kruger was talking about, where he's making her like do the cooking.
It's a carrot and an onion.
Yeah. I like when she nutted up to him, though, and was like, you said to cook, you sit down. I was like, damn. Okay.
Hey, man, everyone gets their breaking points.
I actually might have liked this to have ended on an even more downbeat note, though. I would have liked
Doug for sure.
Just like
I've just eaten all these fucking all his kids and his wife, yeah,
and just end with him taking a shit.
Well, dude, that line, I want you, dude, that line, I want you all inside me, like Jesus Christ.
No, oh, you want it to get really fucked up? Knock out the wife, and as she comes to, he's just sitting on the crapper. He's like, I'm dropping the kids off at the pool.
There you go.
Boom. Credits. Finn, masterpiece. There you go.
You're a fool. Don't change.
Oh, you love that shit.
I do. Oh my God, I'd pop so fucking hard. That doesn't happen enough in cannibal movies. Like, I know this was not a cannibal movie per se, but like that, we need to see them shit out human beings. I'd like to see that, please.
Hey, that's a good point. It's a good effects scene. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
So there we go. More shitting, guys, in cannibal movies.
Hold on. That's people.
We got some in Green Inferno, but not people. Guys, check this one out.
Ian, did you like Green Inferno? I forget now.
You know, it's funny. At first, it wasn't what I wanted, but when I judged it, as its own thing, it's not what I would have wanted out of a Cannibal Holocaust remake. Homage.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, it was kind of hinted that it was just a straight-up remake. But yeah, I like it now.
Now, let me ask you this. 2021. You know it's a Blumhouse movie, right?
I don't hate everyone. I've told you before, I think Blumhouse is like 7 and 137. Something like that. That's like their record. So they're like the... I don't know. Insert shitty football team. They're the Cleveland Browns of.
Why are you hitting the Brown?
Cleveland Browns football team. They are a football team, aren't they?
Sure.
So there we go. I don't know.
All right. Let's rate this bitch.
Kruger, go for it.
Yeah, I'm a 5 out of 5. I fucking love this episode.
Just say 5. I mean, let's just get it over.
5. Great stand. Yeah, great.
One big hole.
That's right.
Yes. And like, let's all hail Doug. Hail Doug.
Hail Doug.
The best character actor of our times. Like, he is.
Dude, what he does with his fingers alone. It's just.
Dude, incredible. He's so fucking amazing. Like, just him. When him and Guillermo get to work together, like, you know.
Nightmare Alley.
Oh my God. So I can't wait.
There we go. All right. So we'll get on to the next one, guys. Speaking of fingering, this one comes from writer Max Landis and director Ernest Dickerson.
Ernest Dickerson was not fingering anyone.
No, Dickerson's a good guy. Well, Dickerson ain't no dick.
Yeah, and we do want to mention this is the first of the 5 unaired episodes, so I kind of want opinions on you. Was it better left unaired for as we move on for the next 4?
Absolutely. So something with bite, and in this one, Wilbur is a veterinarian who begins to turn into a werewolf after being bit by a large animal brought into his clinic. So, yes, as Todd said, from this point on, none of these initially aired on television, sadly.
Not even BET?
Well, I don't know if they aired later, but the original run, they did it.
They got dropped later after the DVDs. They ended up airing on Fear.net, if anyone remembers that.
Yeah, I think
that.
Chiller. Oh, maybe. All right, maybe it was Fear.net.
No, it was Fear.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, later on. But
I do
sadly,
remember Fear.net, damn it. Yep.
I could make a strong argument they aired some of these. If they had aired these a little earlier, maybe we would have gotten a season 2. Because I think, well, I'm tipping my hat. This I thought was really good. Now, this is a very comedic episode. You're not, if you're looking for like a hardcore werewolf story, this isn't it. I've always been a big fan of Wendell Pierce, who plays Wilbur. He can be really funny, but also serious. He's one of those actors that has a lot of range.
He plays a good asshole too. Yeah,
Oh, absolutely. And he never gets any credit. He's just one of those guys that always slays it. But, you know, he's not a household name by any means. But I want to put that out there. Excellent actor. And I thought he was hilarious in this. Say what you will about Max Landis. He wrote some entertaining characters here. I love the little montage of him taking care of the different animals. Nine lives, my ass, you're not going to make it. we're going to need a bigger crate. This episode just put a smile on my face. I almost felt like I was watching a Creepshow episode now.
I was going to say that. Yeah. You might have just soured pugs on this episode. Yeah. If you did.
Well, it makes a certain sense because I don't love it as much as Dan does, but yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I just, this one, I could have hung out with this guy and his family for 90 minutes. And I think once
he said hung out, not hung up. Everybody calm down.
I just wanted to hang out with Paula J. Parker.
Also, also wanted to point out.
Yeah, his that wife, was cringy, dude.
His wife was looking good.
She growled, I was like, you need twice. The first one, I was like, ugh. The second one,
she's like one of the original hood rats. She was
I think she's awesome. I love her. I like her. Don't be a menace to South Central drinking your juice in the hood. Shabambu. Come on.
I'm not reading my newspaper when she's like bending over in front of me. So yeah, I'm just gonna throw it out there. Hot. So anyways, you guys
tonight too. We apologize.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. It took me about 3 hours to watch this episode. I had to keep coming back.
Jesus Christ. That is a bullshit lie. How many times?
But anyways, great werewolf. I thought the werewolf looked good in this. We got some cool little gore bits. It's not really that kind of episode, but I just had the comedy hit just right for me in this one. I would have liked just a little bit more. This is one of those ones like I could have easily hung out for a feature length film. Hot tag. Who wants to go? I enjoyed it a lot.
I co-signed with Dan 100%. I was going to bring up the Creepshow thing. It was just a ton of fun. I mean, there's not a lot to say. I mean, that you didn't already say, Dan. I mean, I was a fan of this one. This one, probably one of my favorites after the other, but totally different tones though. So, but yeah, this one was a great watch for me.
All right. I say enjoyable. I wouldn't go as far as great. There's at the end with the suit. We've seen that done better in another TV show. I'm just going to ruin it right now. Something similar happens in Hannibal, and that made me want to watch Hannibal. But I did have a good time. I did enjoy a lot of it, and Wilbur was hilarious. I like the asshole son. It's like, dude, you're lucky your dad's around. Look at you. Behave. And
spoiler bugs, I still haven't finished Hannibal.
I said I was going to.
I don't care.
But you should, because
I know. I'll finish season three.
That one's on you, sir. Time. I dug it. I thought it was cool. Not perfect, but yeah, this is definitely higher in the rankings of these because it's funny and not like terribly.
It you remember Werewolf Within that we watched not too long? See, this it was like so much better. That movie was okay. But, I mean, if it would have been more like this, I think it would have been a better film.
I agree. And I didn't dislike that one. But, yeah, this was
I think I liked the werewolf in this one. I know I did. But I liked werewolf in a lot.
I remember liking
that shitty werewolf, man.
Over-the-counter fucking Halloween club. but, Kruger, what say you?
I actually like this episode quite a bit. It's probably my third favorite episode in the series so far. The humor definitely worked for me. Wilbur was such a likable dude. And I liked, like, once he turned in... Well, the whole idea of a veterinarian turning into a werewolf, I think, is so cool. But not even just that. Like, the whole transformation with his character once he became the werewolf and... He has this, you know, newfound confidence, and his wife is all of a sudden getting the best sex of her life. Like,
that shit's right.
Like that shit was pretty fucking awesome. I also kind of liked how the werewolves actually, you know, they don't really kill people. They're
vegan.
Know, just yeah, they're just chilling, and there's just some weirdo out there that wants to be a werewolf going around killing people. The werewolves themselves looked really cool too, like great practical effects, and yeah, this was a lot of fun. I wouldn't mind seeing a feature length of this one either, Dan. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Now, I think, like I said, if they had aired a little bit earlier, maybe this, Skin and Bones, maybe it would have caught people's imagination a little bit more. Although NBC yeah. was always going to be a hard place to make this work.
Yeah, I didn't even bother with it. I was like, I don't want network version of Masters of Horror.
I think a whole lot of people that were used to the...
You're part of the problem, Todd.
That is too bad. But oh, I do want another shout out. George Buzza, who plays Doug, one of the older werewolf couple. He has played Santa Claus in a Christmas Horror Story, which he was great in that. Okay. Has also played Santa in some Hallmark productions, so that's he's kind of like a go-to Santa. But another great character actor. He's always good. It's been around a long time.
A Christmas Horror Story is fucking the shit.
Yeah, he fights Krampus. Yeah,
I love that goddamn fucking.
I need anthology. To rewatch that this year.
So good. Yeah, that may be one of the ones we have to do on our.
That's a very good contender.
Yeah. So guys, check this out. This is, even if you don't watch them all, you just want to have a good time. Check this out. They're free on Vudu. Again, the commercials break fucking.
They're so fucked up.
Very cheap DVD though. Still, I think so.
Yeah, I think so far. I think so far, what was it? The Stuart Gordon one, Maneater? Is that what it was called?
Eater.
Yeah, Eater and Skin and Bone so far definitely even if every episode sucks from here on, those two episodes make this whole thing worth it. So,
absolutely. So, yeah.
So, we already kind of answered this. This still should have been aired. It wasn't like...
Yeah, for sure.
And it's weird because they air them out of order when they aired them because like the DVDs goes in production order versus the on-air order, like the way that they're pretty much put out everywhere. So they picked and choose which ones went up. So I'm really curious about the rest.
Back of the bus with these guys.
Yeah, they should have at least replaced that fucking shit zombie one with, you know...
What year did this air was Walking
2009,
Dead?
2009, I believe.
Yeah, so Walking Dead was already a big deal. So they weren't pulling the zombie one.
It was early.
Well, then, this was 2000. Oh, 2008.
Eight, okay.
That
was close.
When did Walking Dead start, Dan?
2010. Halloween night, 2010, I believe.
Oh, okay, so this is before.
It was actually at Chiller in a hotel watching that.
So why don't we rate this one then?
All right.
Oh, absolutely. Different kind of story, obviously, from our previous, but I'm still a 5. I think it did everything it could do in 40-some minutes.
I'm not that high. But I'm at 3.5, and I think there's room to grow. I think it could get maybe up to a 4 with time, and I would rewatch it. So 3.5 out of 5 for me.
That's where I'm at. I'm a 3.5 out of 5. What about
my yawn? My yawn is not reflecting the rating. I'm actually a 4.5 on this one.
Oh wow! Right on.
Cool.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we only got one more of these left, and we're done with.
We're gonna do 4 next time.
Yeah,
yep,
next week
we got
is
4 episode one.
Yeah, the last 4 unaired.
Yes. So. Guys, we hope you've been enjoying this. As I said, be sure to check out all our Slashtober episodes as well. They will be a playlist at some point as well.
There's already a playlist.
Already a playlist. Sure added. There you go. So, yeah, catch up on all of this. All our other shows, our Halloween Kill show, our Tatane and our Tatane and Lamb show, our Chucky review, all of those have been really great shows, and we have content every day throughout October. So we hope you're enjoying your Halloween season, and good night, I guess.
Mr. Todd?
Good night. Good evening.
Peace out.
Sick motherfuckers.
Cool. And I'll see you in Disneyland.